Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the December Board of Education meeting. I'd like to apologize for the delay in the start, but could we all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Low-wage employees, many in the service industry living in.
And if I could just ask everyone to mute their lines so that there's no background noise so everyone can clearly hear. Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present and accounted for. At this time, could I have approval of tonight's agenda?
Second.
Moved by Mr. Amigwali, second by Miko. Any discussion? All in favor?
Hi, Battle Burkett.
Hi, Cantara.
Hi, Capers.
Motion carries. I'd like approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of November 10th and the special meeting of November 20th.
Move, Battle Burkett.
Second, Cantara.
Moved by Battle Burkett, second by Kintara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kintara.
Aye, Capers.
Am I what I?
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to share the screen or share the ultimate screen with Deb Bennett, who has a presentation to our veterans. Ms. Bennett?
Yes, hi. Thank you so much, Mr. Jaime. As you all know, the pandemic has affected so many people in various ways. The challenge it has presented to individuals, small companies, and organizations is too lengthy to list. One of those organizations that has been negatively impacted is our beloved American Legion Post 1033 on Hill Avenue. They have lost revenue from restrictions on gatherings, and they are feeling the stress of the limitations set upon them. These members have always been there for the students and families of the Elmont community, and the Elmont Elementary Teachers Association knew it was time for us to be there for them. Just after Veterans Day on November 13th, we held an EDA for Vets Day, where we all wore denim and made donations to support the post. On behalf of the Elmont Elementary Teachers Association, I am beyond pleased and proud to present our American Legion Post 1033 with a check totaling $1,700. Please know how much we appreciate the men and women of the Legion, and we wish you all a very safe and happy holiday. I didn't get a chance to scroll to see if the members are on yet. I hope they are. They were scheduled to be here, but again, I'm not sure if they're on. If you are from the Legion, could you unmute and so we can see you?
Hi, this is the Commander, Lucia.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm in shock. Oh, we're so grateful. You know, I mean, we miss being able to go to the schools and do all the things that we do with the kids and the marches, having the kids involved and everything that we do with you guys. And it's really been hard, you know, because the guys are stuck at home and not being able to interact with the children, especially on Veterans Day when you guys do so much. So we're really, really appreciative of that donation. That is so beautiful. We want to thank you so much for this.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
1700.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So I see Bill DiPietro is on there as well. So Commander, yes, Bill, thank you. Bill, maybe we can hook up in the next few days so we can actually give you the check.
I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we really want to thank you guys so, so much for doing what you have done for us. It's really so much appreciated.
You're very welcome.
Unbelievable.
Thank you so much. That's so great. Thank you, guys. And we can afford to send a card of thank you. So I'll get we can afford to send a thank you card. So I will get the information from Billy and we'll send a thank you card to you guys. And thank you so, so much.
That sounds great. You guys have a wonderful holiday. Thank you for all you do for us.
And thank you. And you guys, please be safe.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
And thank you to Ms. Bennett and the entire EDA Association for thinking about our vets in this trying time. It means a lot, I'm sure, to all of them, but I could hear it in the voices of the commander, how touched she was. So again, thank you for your continued efforts through all of the programs that you've done over the years to help the vets across Long Island. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Galante to give the report of the audit committee that met earlier this evening. This portion of the meeting represents the public portion of the audit committee meeting. Mr. Galante.
Okay. There's one item on the agenda, and it's the selection of an independent auditor for the audit of the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2021. And I'll cover a few things that are in the brief report on it. A request for proposals must be issued every 5 years to select the annual independent auditor. For those here who aren't familiar with this, the state requires 3 different auditors be retained by each school district in the state. The independent auditor that is on the agenda for tonight is basically an audit of our financial statements to more or less say the numbers that we put out publicly at the end of the year are accurate. Then there is also an internal claims auditor who reviews every single invoice before a check is dispersed. That is not on the agenda, but that is another auditor that we have. And then also we have what's called an internal auditor that audits all of our processes and operations, including not just, say, things like payroll and accounts payable, but also areas such as transportation, food service, health and safety, and so forth. So on the agenda for tonight is one of the 3 auditors. And this audit firm that's being recommended had the lowest price when the RFP was issued 4 years ago. It was a 5-year RFP that was done in the spring of 2016 for the ensuing 5 years. So this would be the 5th year based on that RFP. They've done a good job in the past, and they've met all their deadlines and so forth. And the fee structure for the 5th year for this audit, it's $44,000 for the audit of the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2021. And we do plan on issuing an RFP this spring that would be for the next 5 years for all 3 of the district's auditors, with results of that to be presented to the audit committee roughly May to June of 2021. Any questions?
No, I think the questions that we had were addressed during executive session. At this time, I'd ask for a motion to accept the recommendation to send the RFP.
Mafia moved.
Moved by Mr. Mafia. Second by Mr. Amiguali. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, me,
Mafia.
Motion carries. This concludes the public portion of the audit committee meeting, and now we will move back into the regular business meeting. So, again, on behalf of my family, the entire board, I'd like to wish everyone on the Zoom call and out in the community a very happy holidays and happy New Year season. I'll be brief in my remarks because we have several highlights to report for the Sewanika Central High School District. And at this time, I'd turn it over to Ms. Battle Briquette to present the Elmont highlights.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Again, thank you, Ms. Bennett, and the entire EAD Association for that generous donation. We thank you. Again, good evening. And before I begin with my report, I just want to, again, just thank our superintendent, Mr. Rosner, and also thank Mr. Jaime, our board president, for their leadership and guidance during this time of unpredictability. I also thank all of the building leaders, the teachers, the staff, and the families for weathering in this storm. It has truly been a challenge. However, we are Elmont strong and smart, and we will prevail. After my report, before I say my report, I would also like to wish everyone a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and most certainly a happy, healthy, and socially distanced New Year. Alrighty, so for the report for Elmont Memorial, the week of November 16th through the 20th, the high school held a virtual Spirit Week. The students dressed up for Success Day as well as had fun with Hat Day, Twin Day, and Green and White Day. It was a great success and a fun way to engage our scholars. Also, the Business Honor Society will be holding a virtual resume workshop on December 15th. For all juniors and seniors, this is a great way to make sure that the students are prepared and have the tools needed to successfully apply to college. Also in November, the high school distributed over 80 turkeys and Thanksgiving dinners and sides to families in need within our community. The high school has been running food distribution to families in need since March and continue to do so. A special thank you to Dr. Bosani, the school board president, Michael Jaime, school board trustee, Dr. Battle Burkett, Long Island Cares, Long Island Harvest, the Elmont Memorial staff, Elmont Strong, and the Nassau Suffolk County Theta Iota Omega chapter of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated for helping to establish the program and provide food donations at some point over the last 9 months. Special thanks to Tiffany Capers, Deborah Clark, Rochelle Lewis, Marie St. Ville, and Ziola Hall for volunteering each week to distribute food. The Men of Elmont was asked to work with the Nassau County Police Department and provided them with a video regarding individual experiences with policing and the ways that the relationship between police and the community can be improved. Also, one Elmont Memorial High School scholar qualified as a Coca-Cola semifinalist, and two scholars qualified for a QuestBridge scholarship and have been matched with the University of Chicago and Duke University, respectively. Two Elmont Memorial scholars participated in the Long Island Regional Student Forum that focused on modernization education and improving it for today's students. Also, six scholars are participating in the Youth Police Initiative. That is a two-week, 12-hour course that builds bridges between youth and police and also provides youth with some strategies to stay safe when interacting with police. And lastly, since July, over 30 staff members have been participating in a bi-weekly book video club to discuss topics of race, stereotypes, anti-racist behavior, and inequality in America. We have had great discussions around some very relevant topics facing us and our scholars. And this has been respectfully submitted by Kevin Doherty, the principal of Elmont Memorial High School. That concludes my report.
Thank you. And before I read the Sewanika Central High School report for Sewanika High School, I'd just like to acknowledge Ida and building principals and all staff across the district for their donations to the Dad's Club annual Thanksgiving food drive. On November 21st, we were able to deliver 85 baskets of turkey dinners to families across the district. Again, all six buildings participated in this cause, which they've done so over, you know, the past, I think it's now 11 years that we've been doing this. And again, I just want to thank you for not forgetting those who are less fortunate during this pandemic season. And now for the high school report, I just need to switch views here. So on December 18th, the Sewanika School Building, students, staff, and faculty will be submitting a family cookbook, which is part of the social emotional learning project that they're doing. And the reason why they're doing this is a way to, again, bring families together, celebrate the rich diversity across the Sewanika building of families. And each department has designed lessons to go along with the food dishes that are being submitted to teach children about the various ingredients that come from different countries and why the ingredients is important to that specific country. So I applaud them for doing that, and hopefully I'll be able to share that cookbook across the district when it's published. A number of clubs and activities have been conducted virtually on a regular basis, and students have begun to plan and conduct virtual conferences and activities as well. The pupil personnel staff has been continuing to conduct home visits for students learning remotely as a way to keep them engaged in the school community and make sure that any issues that are arising through the home schooling are addressed by building faculty. Holiday classroom door decorating contest is going on, and the contest winner should be named within the next week. On December 12th, the school will be conducting its annual Barnes & Noble fundraiser, and it'll be in the store. I believe it's the store in Carl Place. And that takes place on December 12th. And then from December 12th to the 16th online, you will be able to donate funds to the fundraising for the class of 2021 scholarship. On December 21st, there'll be a Sewanika family sing-along with students and faculty. Sewanika Holiday Angels gift giving for the needy families is going on all month long. The building also is participating and will finish up on December 14th, Cards for Veterans Project. Students will be creating original holiday cards for the veterans to let them know that we're thinking of them as always and thanking them for their service. The Skills USA toy drive is now in effect, and toys are being donated and collected at the Sewanika building, and they will be given to the Toys for Tots program. December 7th through the 11th is Senior Week, and each of the class of 2021 will celebrate a different theme, and faculty will be participating as well. On December 10th, the school will be participating in the annual Virtual Enterprise National Trade Show. And let's see what else we have here. The AP Capstone students will be giving their research presentations December 1st through the 8th. Students will be presenting a 3-minute speech to explain their research, and then there will be a Q&A session after each speech. The STAC, which stands for the Students and Teachers Against Cancer Holiday Giving Tree ornaments, is now underway. Each of the individuals will be creating a ornament to display on the Sewanika Christmas tree in the main lobby. And the proceeds will be donated to the American Cancer Society. Eighth grade awards. 40 eighth grade students were given awards for participation in the work ethic, character, and academic excellence. And finally, the November Students of the Month were for art. It was Christopher Paraga. For business, it was Anthony Fausto. English, it was Michaela Moore. E&L was Maria Lorena. Math was Rihanna Khan. Music was Vanessa Cruz. Physical ed was Jordan Plummer. Science was Angela Christo. Social study was Rabal Raymond. And for social studies, it was Jalen Brown. The guidance and PPS departments are continuously working with our students in the buildings and remotely to conduct college counseling, making sure that all seniors are applying before the deadlines, and many students are awaiting early decisions from their early filings to the following schools: Mercy College, SUNY at Potsdam, University at Albany, LIU, Farmingdale State College, Michigan State, St. John's University, Massachusetts College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences, Temple University, and Alfred University. The guidance department with the Family and Consumer Science will conduct an in-class navigance training with the seventh graders the week of December 7th. Students will be learning, will be taking a learning style inventory, and counselors will conduct lessons to assist the students to identify their best learning styles. That concludes my report, and it was respectfully submitted by Nicole Allen, the interim principal of Salonica Central High School. Thank you.
Mr. Jaime, may I just add that I just encourage everyone to visit the, if you're on Instagram pages for Elmont Memorial HS and Salonica HS. It highlights such the wonderful things that the scholars and the faculty and the staff are doing with our students. It's just amazing to see. So if you have a chance, please follow their pages.
Thank you. I believe there was correspondence that was submitted, but the nature of the correspondence, the nature of the questions within the email that was submitted was regarding personnel, and it is law and policy that this board does not discuss any personnel issues in public. However, the person or persons that submitted the questions can actually send a request directly to the district clerk in the form of a FOIL. And I will let Mr. Nugent fully explain what a FOIL request is, but that information will be provided when that formal FOIL request is received. Ms. Delahanty, is there any other correspondence?
No, that's it.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I have two action items for the board for this report. And you alluded to some questions that arose today. Wait a minute, what did I do? Sorry. Hit two buttons that arose today that came in from the Parkhurst board. And we will address them with the board pursuant to a FOIL request. We can treat FOIL is the Freedom of Information Law that applies in the state of New York to any governmental agency and material that you want divulged by the agency can be requested through a FOIL form, and we always comply with FOIL requests. I bring to the board an agreement between the district and Advanced Cardiovascular Diagnostics Incorporated of Lake Success. This agreement provides that Advanced Cardiovascular will conduct tests for COVID-19 on staff and children if we deem it appropriate to have them used for that purpose. And there are just some items that we have to work out. We are making these arrangements in anticipation of the district possibly being designated a yellow zone. As the public, I believe, knows, In the event the district is designated as a yellow zone school, the school must test 20% of the building's population within a 2-week period. If they successfully do that, they can remain in giving instruction, in-person instruction, for another 2 weeks. And during that 2 weeks, they have to test an additional 20%. Can't be the same people who were tested in the prior 2 weeks. As long as they test 20% every 2 weeks, they can remain open. If they fail to do that, they must resort to remote instruction, fully remote. We are making arrangements with this group, and we may make arrangements with another group. And for these tests, the test is at no cost to parents. And we will continue to look at other agencies that are providing tests. It is not that easy to arrange on Long Island because there are so many districts who are looking at the same thing and looking at different organizations. And when we go to some organizations and we've been negotiating, we find that some of them have constraints as far as we are concerned, which result in our not continuing to engage them. I ask for a motion to make an agreement with which the board is familiar. It is an agreement and an indemnification. They will indemnify us in accordance with the terms that we have asked for.
Motion, please.
Mafia moved.
And Tara second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
I Battle Burkett.
I Ken Tara.
I Capers.
I'm Mafia.
I'm Meikle.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And finally, this is unfortunately pro forma, but we have to do it in public session. That would be the appointment of Naraki and Company, Naraki Smith, as the auditors for the school year 2020 to 2021.
Have a motion, please.
Moved
by Mr. Mafia. I didn't hear the second.
Battle Burkett.
Second by Battle Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor?
I Battle Burkett.
I Cantara.
I Mafia.
I Meikle.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. That concludes my report.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of our superintendent, Mr. Rosner.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I, too, would like to echo Mr. Jaime's sentiments about thanking everybody, all the staff that's involved in the donations for the Thanksgiving drive. It is much appreciated. We were able to feed all those families who were able to enjoy their Thanksgiving. So thank you so much to the teachers that came out to help out our staff. And Mr. Meikle as well. Mr. Meikle was there helping on a Saturday. It's much appreciated. All the work that everybody did, that's what this is all about. It's all about children. It's all about family. It's all about community. So thank you to all of you. We also did a fundraiser and a collection for the stand down for our veterans. And this hallway in Elmont Road was packed with, dozens and dozens of boxes for our veterans, our homeless veterans. And we were able to donate that to them. And I thank, again, the staff and the community for getting involved with that most worthwhile venture. And I have two people to my right that I want to thank. I'm quite sure you know that we're in the middle of a pandemic. And a lot of that information that we need to get is coming from our community members. And I want to thank them. But in order to keep this train rolling in the right direction, I have my two wonderful, wonderful ladies who work in the office with me, Mrs. Delahanty and Mrs. Annabava Gallo. And I just want to say thank you. I haven't had a chance to do that publicly, but all the information that they're getting and keeping track of to make sure our schools stay safe, that we communicate every day, all day long. And I just want to say thank you very much for your hard work and for your attention to details and a very, very important topic. Thank you very much. Mr. Jaime, I seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences and changes in status on noted, as noted on pages 1 through 3.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 3?
Move it, Amagwali.
Move it, Amagwali.
Second, Mafia.
Second, Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service appointments, changes of status, and resignations noted on pages 4 through 6.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 4 through 6?
Move, Mafia.
Second, Battle Burkett.
Move, Mafia. Second, Battle Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, I'm a no.
Mafia, aye.
My Willie, aye.
Meikle, that's a no.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education and Pre-K and Section 504 Committee. On page 7, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Can I have a motion to receive page 7? Moved by Amagwali.
Kantara, second.
Second by Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kantara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
I seek a motion to approve items 4 through 7 on page 8.
Can I have a motion to approve page 8?
Kantara moved.
Mafia second.
Moved by Kantara, second by Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kantara.
Capers, aye.
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Page 9, items 1 through 4 are noted for the minutes.
Page 9 is so noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 10.
Have a motion to approve page 10.
Moved, Mafia.
Second, Battle Burkett.
Moved by Mafia, second by Battle Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kantara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Amagwali, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 11.
Motion to receive page 11.
I can't, Tara.
Second, Mafia.
Moved by Kantara, second by Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Mafia.
Aye, Mafia.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve other approvals and authorizations, items 4A and 4B on page 12.
Can I have a motion to approve page 12?
Oh, Battle Burkett.
Second, Mafia.
Moved by Battle Burkett, second by Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kantara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Mulberry, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
On page 13, items A through I are noted for the minutes, as well as the vandalism tallies for November 2020. On page 14.
Page 13 and page 14 are so noted for the minutes.
Mr. Jaime, I just want to wish the entire community a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, a happy Kwanzaa. I thank you all for your support during these very trying times. We love your children. We're going to continue to take care of them, whether they're in school or in the virtual academy. And we put together a little video. It's about a couple minutes long, just to say happy holidays to all of you. And I hope you enjoy it.
At last, at last, Hanukkah is here. The whole house is bursting with holiday cheer. Pancakes are sizzling as hard as they can, brightening delectably crisp in the pan. Their dreidels can scarcely wait to be spun, presents are hidden for Hanukkah fun.
And there on the table, polished and bright, the shining menorah gleamed through the night. Like the oil lamp in ancient history that burned on and on miraculously. And each flaming candle proclaims the great story of the Maccabean heroes, their deeds and glory.
Hi, my name is Danilo St. Cyr. My family is from the border of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. I'm very proud of my heritage.
Hi, my name is Anu Agushin and I am from Nigeria. We are going to teach you the seven principles of Kwanzaa.
The first principle of Kwanzaa is umoja. A Swahili name for unity is the goal we strive for across this country. Kujichakulia means self-determination. We define ourselves, strong creation. Ujima, or collective work and responsibility, is how we build and maintain our own community. For if my people have a problem, then so do I. So let's work through it together with our heads held high.
Ujamaa, meaning cooperative economics, is nothing new. We support and run our own stores and other businesses too. Nia is purpose, us developing our potential as we build our community strong to the exponential. Kumba is the creative force which lies within our call, as we leave our community much better for all. As a people, let's move forward by extending a hand. For Imani is the faith to believe we can. Bye!
Full of cheerless signs. The end of the year is here again. Not to be outdone, but wish you a great business. Save a name.
Here we are on distant shores, searching for loved ones lost, knowing that their pain and suffering was an ocean of love lost. Can't you see the sun is shining, bringing energies of love all? Come, my people, unite together. Wake up, stand up, be the love for all.
The bells are ringing, and it's time to hear the call of one. If we gather, my brothers and sisters, you must unite as one.
Unite, unite, it's time, you must unite as one. Hold together, brothers and sisters. It's time to unite as one.
It was the days before Christmas, and all through the school. All the students were learning, waiting anxiously too.
The hallways of Gotham were decorated with care, with posters and projects over here and there.
The children were focused on Seesaw and Zoom, some students in the building and some in the rooms.
When out on a lawn there arose such a clatter, we sprang from our seats to see what was the matter.
Away to the windows we flew like a flash, tore open the shades and threw up the sash.
When what did our wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
The jolly old driver, so lively and quick, we knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick. More rapid than gray wolves, his reindeer they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the tower, through the Gotham school halls. Now dash away, dash away, dash away, all!
To the top of the tower the reindeer they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
He arrived at our school to see the girls and the boys, bringing all Gotham students plenty of joy.
And when he was done, they wished he could stay, but to the students of Gotham he gave a big wave.
And laying his finger aside of his nose, he gave a nod. Up the tower he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Merry Christmas, and happy holidays from Gotham Avenue School.
It means fun and freedom. It's called the Festival of Lights, a holiday lasting for 8 nights. When Jewish people celebrate the land, they had to liberate, remembering that time with song. If you know the words, sing along.
Or grab the dreidel, spin it fast, see how long the tap will last. Eat some maggots with a salty taste, don't ever let one go to waste. But don't forget, in the holiday glee, this was a fight to be free. Happy Hanukkah from the Stuart Manor School!
Mr. Jaime, that concludes my report. A happy holidays. Let us all remember what this is all about. It's all about those beautiful children in our schools and learning virtually. Thank you for everything. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Thank you, and congratulations to all of the students that participated in that phenomenal video. And thank you to all of the building leadership that made it possible. Again, it's just wonderful to see what our kids can do with the technology that they have in their hands. So. I'm very grateful. And again, thank you to Mr. Rosner and happy holidays to you and your family as well. Before I move on, I just wanted to kind of address some, well, I'm seeing more questions in the chat, but so for purposes of understanding how the meeting agenda and the meeting minutes go, so the meeting minutes for this current meeting will not be available until after they're approved by the Board of Education next month. So tomorrow, the Board of Education meeting minutes for November will be available, and in January, the December meetings will be available with the agenda as well as all of the votes that took place today. I saw another question regarding Dr. Frankel and the testing. So testing will be provided to all. Anyone that submits their insurance will not be charged. Their insurance will be charged along with whatever copay is associated with their insurance. And any student family that does not have insurance, the district will absorb the cost of the COVID test. All staff that have health insurance are expected to use their health insurance to pay for the test. But again, any student that does not have insurance will not be expected to pay. I think the other question I saw had to do with personnel, and that will be addressed again through the FOIL request. And there was something about the way the testing will be done, that will be published to the school community when the provider finalizes how they will be and how we will be conducting the testing. So I would check with your buildings to make sure that you're kept aware of when the testing will be provided in that specific building. At this time, is there any old business?
None.
Is there any new business?
None noted.
Any legislative items?
None.
So items for future consideration. So the annual budget cycle season for planning for the 2021-22 school district budget will be coming up, and the dates of those meetings will be published on the website for any community member that would like to participate in the budget process. Before I close the meeting out, I'd just like to mark the passing of Paul Sapienza, who passed away on Saturday, November 28th. Paul was a lifelong Elmont advocate, having attended a number of the schools and having worked in his family business for a number of years. And it would be remiss without us acknowledging his passing and all that he's done for the community and the children within the community across the number of years that he was here with and present with us. So I'd like to ask each and every one of you to keep his family in your thoughts and prayers over this holiday season. And I'd like to say that our next regular board meeting will be Tuesday, January 12th, at 7:30, and at this time, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Move, Mafia.
Battle Briquette.
Moved by Mr. Mafia, second by Battle Briquette. Any discussion? And can I have a vote, please? All in favor?
Battle Briquette.
And Tara.
Papers, aye.
Am I, brother?
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion is approved. And again, happy holidays to everybody. Please stay safe. Please make wise decisions and hope to see each and every one of you in 2021. Thank you and have an excellent night.